Chapter 6. A Leader of the People. Gandhi wanted the British to leave India, and he believed in the power of peaceful protest. He wanted people across India to use peaceful protest and to get independence for India. But India was a big country. Gandhi needed to take his message to every town and small village across India. Gandhi travelled on trains and on foot across the country. He taught Indian people about peaceful protests. Lots of people wanted to help Gandhi. Many people stopped working and helped Gandhi to take his message to other people. Some people stopped giving money to the British government. Lots of people started wearing Indian clothes and stopped wearing British clothes. But the government did not listen. They did not listen to Gandhi or to the Indian people. Gandhi believed in peaceful protest. Gandhi started a small peaceful protest in the small town of Bardoli. But people at the protest started fighting with the police, and the British government got angry. They arrested Gandhi and sent him to prison for 6 years. But Gandhi got ill in prison, and he came home 4 years early. Gandhi came out of prison in 1924, but now people did not fight for independence. This made Gandhi sad. He stayed in his ashram for 1 year because he wanted to think and to write. Then, in December 1928, Gandhi and the Indian National Congress talked to the British government. They wanted India to have an Indian government. They wanted the British to give India independence by the 31st of December 1929. On this day, the British government did nothing. But Gandhi and the Indian National Congress said, "India is independent." Gandhi wanted to show Indian independence to the British. Gandhi used peaceful protest to do this. Now, Indian people did not listen to the British government, and they did not give it any money. Gandhi stayed in his ashram to think and to write. India has sea on three sides. Many Indian people took salt from the sea, and they sold it. But in 1930, the British government made the Salt Act. This salt was now British salt. Indian people sold the sea salt, but they had to give money to the government. On the 12th of March 1930, Gandhi started a long walk to the sea. Thousands of Indians walked with him, and they walked for many weeks. On the 5th of April, Gandhi came to the village of Dandi with thousands of people behind him. Dandi was next to the sea, and Gandhi walked down to the beach. Gandhi took some seawater and put it onto the ground. The seawater was under the hot sun for some time, and now there was only sea salt. But this was British sea salt, and the government wanted money for it. Gandhi did not give them money, and he took the salt. All across India, people took salt from seawater, and they did not give money to the British government. British officers arrested thousands of people, and they arrested Gandhi again. But now, the Indian people were not frightened of the British. They used peaceful protest, and they fought for their independence. Now the British were frightened, and they asked Gandhi to go to London. They wanted to talk to him and the Indian National Congress about India. Gandhi did not stay in an expensive hotel. He stayed in a poor part of London. He also visited Manchester and talked to some workers there. England was cold and wet, but Gandhi wore his Indian clothes and he did not wear a coat. Gandhi took the sea salt. But things did not go well with the British government. Gandhi and the British wanted different things, and they had many problems. Gandhi went home to India, but he was not a happy man.